Back on downtown for this Wednesday afternoon. Brian Stackwell, Ryan Waning with you for this edition of the program. Rich will be back hopefully tomorrow. A little under the weather today, but still some great sports talk with you here on the Pulse AM 620 WZON, including Kevin Duffy of MassLive.com and the Springfield Republican. He, of course, covers the New England Patriots and a lot of news in a traditionally slow time of year for the NFL, specifically in New England. So we thank Kevin for his time. And Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Let's first start and talk about Robert Kraft, who came out and again vehemently denied Tom Brady's knowledge of deflating footballs through Monday Morning Quarterback today, a strong statement saying that they had no knowledge of any wrongdoing. Is this just Kraft sticking by his guns and stating the same story he did prior to the investigation, the findings of the Wells report, or is this now some sort of substance to the story that Kraft is saying that nothing actually did happen?
I think it's the Patriots sticking to their guns. I mean, you can believe if something did happen or something did not happen, I think it doesn't, you know, in terms of Kraft speaking out, I don't think that it really matters. I think it's just, you know, the Patriots have established enough doubt, and there's enough questions about not only the Wells report, the holes in the Wells report, but the way the NFL went about the whole thing that, you know, the Patriots aren't going to back off. You know, there's never, I don't think, you know, if Tom Brady did it, I don't think he's ever going to admit it, ever in his career. So this is just, you know, the next step in kind of these two sides just going at each other here with the Patriots and the NFL.
Let's talk about football instead of all of this garbage. Who is going to play cornerback for this team? The depth chart is like three or four deep. They just released Chekwa today. Is this going to be Edelman turning Troy Brown and getting some time in the secondary again?
If I had to project, I would say Malcolm Butler is going to start on one side. I think Bradley Fletcher is going to be the other starting corner. And then I think Robert McClain, who UConn grad who they signed from Atlanta this offseason, is going to be the slot corner, kind of taking over Kyle Arrington's role. And to me, the Kyle Arrington cut was really the most surprising, I guess, of all the offseason moves in the secondary. Alphonso Dennard had a pretty big cap hit in 2015 coming up, and he had been beaten out basically for a spot in the game day roster by Malcolm Butler last year. So that wasn't a surprise. Revis leaving, obviously I'm sure everyone in New England, including the Patriots, wanted to keep him, but that wasn't that much of a surprise. Letting Browner go, letting him walk into free agency, kind of, signified that they might just have a different defensive philosophy than they did last year. And they thought Browner probably fit well alongside Darrell Revis, but if they're going to switch how they do things in the secondary, maybe his skill set wasn't necessarily matching what they want to do. So, you know, it's very unproven, the secondary. A lot of pressure is going to be on Devin McCourty, you know, as a free safety, especially to help over the top if they don't have a legit number one corner. So we'll see what happens with that, but certainly it's been an interesting development in the secondary this year.
Brandon Spikes returning to the Patriots on a new contract, man of many Twitter words. Does he slide right back into the spot that he had before as a one or two down linebacker, or is he a more situational guy now?
I think he's a more situational guy just because of, well, it also depends what they're doing on defense too, but in terms of, are you going to play 3-4, are you going to play 4-3? I think he's a more situational guy because last year Dante Hightower and Jamie Collins really established themselves as two really, I don't want to say special young linebackers, but, Collins is 25 years old, Hightower is 24, or at least that's how old they were at the end of the season. So these guys have really, really bright futures, great upside, and they really played well down the stretch last season. So those guys are going to get a lot of snaps. And Spikes with the fourth guy behind those two in Mayo.
Talking with Kevin Duffy, Patriots reporter for MassLive.com and the Springfield Republican. As Ryan mentioned, too, a man of many social media Twitter words as well. And it's around a year ago that he posted the quote, 4 years a slave from about his time with the New England Patriots. Now he's back in the fold. Do you think some of his comments from a year ago might impact him with the franchise after they just re-signed him and after he was kind of vocal about his time within New England?
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, I wasn't around when Spikes played. This last year was my first year on the beat. But just from reading everything and the kind of comments he had afterward, you wouldn't have expected him to return. But, you know, when he came back, I think, when Buffalo played in Week 17 in New England, I believe he said that he, you know, he felt a lot of love just being back in the area and everything. So, you know, it just kind of goes to show you that, you know, players say things and the organization's not going to, that's not going to determine whether or not they're going to be on a team or not. The Patriots are looking for someone who can help them, someone who knows the system, someone who, if one of the top three linebackers were to get hurt, could come in and produce and fill that void. So, you know, that's why they signed Brandon Spikes. I'm sure that they, you know, with things like him saying 4 years a slave, they can get over those kind of things.
With the, well, in accordance, alongside with the Brandon Spikes move, there were some other transactions that went down. Devin Gardner, from the quarterback from Michigan, was let out of the building after about a month and a half. Is the best part of this whole flurry of transactions the fact that you and other writers don't have to learn how to spell or pronounce Chimiti Chekwa?
I actually got that one down. I figured that one out.
That was my first time getting it right.
A few others might be tough. But, yeah, the Devin Gardner thing I actually just saw, kind of surprising, I guess. But I guess it's also hard for us to say because the Patriots are the ones who have gotten to look at him on the field. We haven't. It's a quarterback who ran a 4.65 40. He's got good size. He's 6'4". But if the Patriots just kind of looked at him and didn't see it, you know, didn't see him developing enough into someone who could eventually make an impact on the field, then I guess, you know, better to just part ways with him now and see if they can find somebody who can make an impact.
Now, you wrote about this on Mass Live that .com. Ayla Brown, former American Idol contestant, recorded a song in defense of Tom Brady and the whole Deflategate. My question for you, Kevin, is if you could pick any musician to write a song for you in your defense of something that you have done wrong, I'm assuming it would be someone other than Ayla Brown. Who would it be?
Oh, man. Well, it depends what wrong, what action we're talking about, defending something I did wrong. Let's see, what musician would I pick? A great question. I would pick. No, I'd pick. Wouldn't be Ayla Brown because I. No offense to her, I wasn't aware of who she was before reading that story. But she actually really, she's a Boston College basketball player, American Idol contestant. So obviously she's had a great career. I would go with. I'm gonna go with Nicki Minaj. She'll come out with a lot of, you know, she's got swagger. She'll come out and she'll really have an attitude in defending me. So I think that's why I would go with that.
I bet she'd sucker punch somebody in your defense if I had to guess.
And I'd like that. I appreciate that.
Well, Kevin, thanks for the insight, too, on some of the new Patriots, some of the moves and transactions that have occurred over the last week or so. Hopefully you'll go back to covering football-related topics instead of PSI on footballs here soon. But thanks again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Kevin Duffy of the Springfield Republican, MassLive.com. A lot of great articles that he actually produced today, so go check it out, MassLive.com. Kevin Duffy joining us here on the program.
So who's your guy, Stack?